his open hands. He was learning to let go. He had enough but was not full. He found it hard to swallow. Never say what really is on your mind. It's really not the time and place. The world with an open hand, but this is new.
Right, that's Avi Wisnia here on WFDU 89.1 FM. I mean, that previous song. Oh, wait a minute. I meant I wanted to play this real fast from my good friend Captain Barry.
This is Barry Sheffield. Join me every Sunday morning for the Beatles 2x4, WFDU's long-running tribute to the Fab Four.
How has your image changed since 63?
Our image is what we read in the newspapers, and that's the same as you read. You know? I mean, we know our real image, which is nothing like our image.
We take a documentary-style approach to the Beatles' legacy, and along the way, you'll hear rarities, cover versions, interviews, and top hits from the 60s. It's truly a one-of-a-kind time capsule. That's The Beatles, 2x4, every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., right here on 89.1 WFDU-FM.
That's Captain Barry right there. Check that show out on your Sunday mornings. But right now, on Saturday morning, I am pleased to be sitting here with my good chum, Mr. Avi Wisnia. How are you this morning, Avi?
Hello. I'm fantastic.
I'm sorry that you had such trouble finding the studio.
I drive around. I like to spend as much time in my car as possible, so I try and get lost as much as possible.
Good. Getting lost is good. It can be an inspiration sometimes. I think we try to be difficult to locate here on campus.
Maybe. It wasn't so bad.
Good. So what's cooking, man? I love that song, New Year. I've been familiar with these songs for a long time. I know Avi from sharing some shows together, and we met sort of doing some stuff, but Avi has gone on to do a whole lot of several new things in the last year. This has been a banner year for Avi Wisnia.
Yeah. I've been running around doing a lot of things. We had put out my first music video.
Right? The Rabbit Hole?
Rabbit Hole.
Where can people find that?
On the YouTubes. You can find it on the YouTubes. Just search Avi Wisnia Rabbit Hole.
Okay.
And, put out my very first studio album, which Rabbit Hole is on, called Something New, and that is on iTunes, on my website.
Where did you record this, Avi?
We recorded that in Morningstar Studios, just outside Philadelphia.
In New Jersey or in Pennsylvania?
Good old Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Now, you know, I always have trouble when people ask where you're from, you know, when I'm talking about you or I'm saying, you know, so-and-so or whatever. Do you consider yourself a New York person, or do you consider yourself a Pennsylvania person?
Yeah,
you seem to be split.
That's tough. I do. I bounce between the two. You know, I was born in Jersey, and I grew up outside of Philadelphia, but I lived in New York for about 9 years, and, kind of cut my musical chops there. So, I guess, you know, I kind of hail from, you know, I feel an affinity for all three of those states. I'm a tri-state area kind of boy.
And isn't that nice? And doesn't that kind of go into your musical style too? You know, it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know,
it's a good segue. Yeah.
Yeah. and as I mentioned before, this is I'm kind of trying to do a little bit of an international spin today, and I think you're an awesome person to have on it, and one of the nicest.
You just said I'm an awesome person. Thank you.
I did. One of the nicest memories that I have of hanging out with you was that night at the Brown Room in Cape May after we did the Songwriters Festival or whatever it's called, the Singer-Songwriter Conference.
Cape May Extravaganza.
Sounds very diplomatic, the conference. Mm-hmm. But Avi was sitting there. It was very late at night, and he just started to sing in Portuguese. And you were singing some Jobim thing or something.
Corcovado, maybe.
Okay.
But that was a fun time, yeah. And we just all sat around jamming till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
So how does a guy from New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania get so interested in Portuguese music or Brazilian culture and stuff?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, nobody in my family is Brazilian. Nobody speaks Portuguese. I think the first time I heard The Girl from Ipanema, that classic quintessential bossa nova song, it just totally floored me in a way, because I had never heard music like that before. It was so different from everything I had grown up listening to. And I just dove headfirst into it and realized it was its own genre, and really getting more into bossa nova and studying Portuguese and getting into Brazilian history and where this music came from, and just kind of spoke to the music that I wanted to write and the artist that I wanted to be. And for some reason, you know, as a Jew from Jersey, I just really found a connection with this music.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I love Brazilian music, too, and I think it gets a bum rap. I was playing the Sergio Mendes before, and I was listening to it here, and I was enjoying it, but I said to myself, oh, man, I bet there are people out there going, why is he playing this elevator music? It sounds like, you know, and it just has this stigma of being a
Yeah,
but I mean, I love it at the same time. You know, I mean, I don't buy the stigma, but I know that it's a difficult sell, I guess, especially certain kinds of productions of that music, I guess. But
right, well, certainly people have cheesed it up, you know, and sort of watered it down and mellowed it out to the point where it is just background music. But I think the thing that I love about bossa nova and that type of Brazilian sound is that it's so mellow and subtle, but there's this vitality behind it, and there's this energy behind it that's much more than just background music.
Definitely. I'm a big Jobim fan, and I mean, I would rank him right up there with the Beatles and Bob Dylan and everybody else. I mean, he's an awesome composer, and and I love when he sings. He's got this voice, you know?
Yeah, it's effortless. You know?
Yeah.
It just all seems so effortless.
So cool. So what? Let's play another track here.
Yeah, we could go with, what should we play?
I don't know. You want to do this Portuguese thing?
Oh, yeah.
Brazilian thing?
Now a coisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a Portuguese phrase that I made up myself.
Oh.
And but I was just, I met this Brazilian guitar player, Denise Hayes, who is fantastic. And she's over in the States right now for a couple weeks. And I was talking to her about the phrase, and I was like, can I get away with that? And she was like, you know, if it sounds good, do it. So it sounded good, so I just went with it.
So you did it. It sounded good. It felt good, so you did it.
That's right. That's music.
Cool. So you want to do that one, or you want to wait? You want
to
do something else?
Let's do it. We gave it. We did talking it up.
We did the segue. Well, you know, I'm a very flexible man, Avi. I don't mind. I don't mind keeping people on their toes. All right. So, what does it mean? Say it again. What does it mean?
So, now a coisa literally translates into it's not a thing, but it kind of means like it's nothing. You know, just kind of let it roll off your shoulder.
No. Now you're not saying anything filthy in Portuguese in this track, are you?
Maybe I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Very good. Avi Wisnia right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. It's 11:21 on a Saturday morning, November 20th.
Standing still till the rains come.
Let It Roll Off Your Shoulder. What does it mean again?
Now a coisa. Ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing. Oh, okay. I can dig that. Ain't no thing. Beautiful. It's a nice song.
Thanks.
So tell me more about what's going on with Brazil. You brought up the guitarist that you met the other evening, but tell us where you're going. What's going on?
So I managed to get to Brazil only once in my life so far, and that was a couple years ago. And I'm very overdue for another trip, so I'm going to be heading back in January, and I'm right now in the process of trying to put together some shows and perform for the first time, because last time when I was there, I was just sort of bumming around Rio and just taking everything in and really absorbing all the music. And there's music everywhere. I mean, Everywhere you go. Everybody's playing a guitar in every bar, beach, you know.
It's like a guy in the bathroom. You're just trying to go to the bathroom, you know. No, I've never been. I would love to visit Brazil, but I have not made it.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And there's really, it just seems like there's this music and rhythm intrinsic in every Brazilian that you meet. So I'm going to be going back and trying to actually set up some performances this time and stay for a little bit longer.
How exciting. And you think, when do you think you'll do that?
Looks like in the new year, in January, I'll be heading down for about a month.
Very exciting. So before you take off, what shows have you left in America?
Yeah, we just got off the tour, a week-long tour with the band, and we did, I guess, our most extensive tour so far, really, all in one shot. We did we went up to Boston, all the way down to D.C., and ended up at the Kennedy Center, last week.
That's right. What was that? What was going on? What was the occasion?
The Kennedy Center does this really great program where every day, actually, they host international or touring artists at their Millennium Stage. And they put on these free concerts just open to the public. And they just do an incredible job of... they really have a beautiful stage, and they set up their, like, kind of this grand foyer with this free music performance. And it was... incredible. We've played to one of our largest crowds ever, and just met some amazing people from around the world coming up and just being so appreciative of the music that we played. It was a really great time. And of course, my guitar player is from Japan, and he had never been to Washington, D.C., so
took a
midnight stroll with the band to the White House.
Which was nice, yeah.
It was a great time.
Are you sure the CIA wasn't watching your every move?
I'm sure we're in the system.
This strange band is lurking around Washington, right. D.C. at 2 o'clock in the morning at the White House. Very cool.
Taking pictures. What are they taking pictures of?
Put those cameras away. Very, very cool. Vivaldi this month?
Yeah, we'll actually be...
Or that happened already.
Vivaldi is coming up. That's our next New York show. We just played at the Living Room this past week. And we have a show. I have sort of my last big show of the year coming up at Vivaldi on December 11th, Saturday. And that'll be really fun. It's sort of an Avi Wisnia and friends, and people are just kind of coming in and joining me on a few tunes. And actually, we just booked a show with this guitarist that I mentioned, Denise Reyes. We're going to be doing a joint show next week, Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday, November 28th, I believe is the date, 6 to 7, and it's free, and it's great. She's going to get to showcase some of her songs. I'm going to showcase some of my songs. We're going to join together for some Brazilian tunes. It's going to be really, really cool.
Cool. Where's that show going to be?
At Vivaldi.
Oh, at Vivaldi also. Oh, okay. Very cool. So November 28th, you said, Vivaldi?
At Vivaldi.
And then December 11th.
That's right.
What day is the 11th?
That's a Saturday.
Okay, I'm going to try to squeeze in there.
Do it.
I'm sure it's going to be packed. Vivaldi's a very cool place on
Jones Street
in the West Village, right off of Bleecker, and it's a very small little room, but with a beautiful grand piano actually in that small room, and a fireplace, and it's always fun this time of year.
It's a great cheesecake.
Yeah. Good food, good food. And, I was watching that Larry David film, or Woody Allen film, I should say, Whatever Works, a few weeks ago, and the beginning scene takes place at Cafe Vivaldi. Did you see it?
I've never seen the movie, but I know Ishrat at Vivaldi always, he likes it. He likes to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time, but it was. I wasn't expecting it. I went, what is that? That looks familiar.
Yeah.
So cool. What tune you want to do next?
Let's do, should we do the epic long title?
I wish that I could stop writing songs about you because you just won't know. I added words to it. I wish I could stop writing songs about you. I love this song. I love playing with you. I played with Avi a while ago. I played guitar on this song. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful track.
Yeah, you did a very nice job with it.
Who were you writing songs about, Avi?
Oh, this is...
This isn't about me, is it?
Well, they're all about you, really.
Oh, right.
Now, this is an ex-boyfriend of mine. And, you know, the great thing about breakups, other than, you know, an excuse to wear sweatpants for 3 weeks straight...
Right.
Is you know, you get a lot of fodder to write songs about. So this was actually the breakup song I tried desperately not to write. So it's a song about trying not to write a song.
I like it. Beautiful. All right, let's check out I Wish That I Could Stop Writing Songs About You by Avi Wisnia from his brand new release, Something New. You can find more about Avi while you listen to this. If you need a visual, you can go to aviwisnia.com. That's AviWisnia.com. And you're listening to WFDU 89.1 FM here on a Saturday morning with me, Evan Toth. And the program's name is called Good Music. And you can stream us live. Tell your friends, WFDU.FM. And if you missed the beginning of this interview and you're saying, I'm very interested in this and I'm sorry I missed the first half, you can stream this show for 2 weeks. It's archived at WFDU.FM. So tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your relatives or whatever, and you can all gather around the turkey next week and listen together. So let's do this track. Such a nice intro.
page after 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 page. They say, take it easy and spur me on. I know it's time to move along, but I just can't see. Yeah, I know that there will be a melody suited more for me, but for now, I just can't stop writing songs about you. Yeah, I wish that I could stop writing songs about you. Yeah, I'll probably never stop writing songs about you. About you.
Oh, Avi, what a nice song. It's very sad, though.
Yeah,
I guess so. I wish that I could stop writing songs about you by Avi Wisnia, who's our guest today on WFDU 89.1 FM. Hope you're enjoying the program. Avi, let's give away some stuff. What do you say? What have you got in your bag of tricks?
Yeah, please, for sure. I have a few CDs, and I think I also brought a kazoo today.
Tell me about the kazoo. I know every time at your show, this is your shtick. I love this. You got to have a thing, right?
Everybody's got to have a thing. Well, everybody does have to have a thing as long as it works, as long as it's organic. And for the song Rabbit Hole, I wrote it with a kazoo solo in mind. And one day at one of my earlier shows, I left my kazoo and I started doing this weird kazoo sound myself with just my mouth. And I don't know, it sort of stuck, but this whole idea of kazoos sort of stuck around too. So now at a lot of my shows, we'll pass out kazoos and we'll have the audience do a kazoo solo along with me. So.
And let me tell you, folks, you just haven't lived until you've been in the audience with Avi Wisnia and you're just having a good time blowing on your kazoo with 50 of your closest friends.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know how to use a kazoo. I've had to do a lot of kazoo tutorials.
That's right. You just hum.
That's right, just hum. A lot of people want to blow. You just hum.
Yes, no, you can't. You will not get a sound if you blow into the kazoo. Very cool. So let's play one more track. And how about, folks, if you are interested in getting a kazoo or a disc or some other thing, we will hook you up with a package. We'll send something out to you as supplies are limited here. And please make sure that you haven't won anything from WFDU in the last 30 days. We want to make sure we give everyone a fair swing. But Avi, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. And don't forget, let's plug those shows that you are going to be all over Cafe Vivaldi this month, or next month. This month and next month, yeah. November 28th and December 11th.
Absolutely.
And it's a fun place to go if you're in the city. It's a perfect time of year to walk with your baby down Bleecker Street and duck into this cozy little room and see Avi do his thing. It's always a very intimate performance, a very intimate show, and it's a lot of fun. And I certainly am going to try to make it out. And that's a scoop. You can find out more about Avi at aviwisnia.com. And what else, Avi? What am I forgetting? Any recipes or...
I don't know. I make really good garlic bread, too.
Okay, garlic bread.
We'll throw that in.
Maybe that'll be on the website, or maybe we can smash some garlic bread in the envelope, maybe.
Put it in the mail.
You'll know that something has arrived.
That's right.
It will smell on your porch or wherever. Good, so what tune are we going to go out with?
Let's do the title track of the album, Something New.
Something New, folks. So if you want something new in your mailbox, how'd you like that segue, Avi?
That's good.
Give us a call at 201-692-2012. That number again is 201-692-2012 for a little care package from Avi Wisnia. And you can bring a little piece of Avi home with you. We'll put a little something together and mail it out to you. The number again, 201-692-2012. 2012. Or you can send me an email at evan@eventoth.com. If you're hearing this at a time when it's not live, maybe I'll hang on to those CDs and mail them out in the next few days if we can. All right, Avi, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a pleasure having you.
Thanks, man.
Always keep doing the thing, man.
Yeah.
Keep those boots on. Don't give up. Don't be. You have no reason to be discouraged. You're doing very well, but keep doing the thing.
I'm going to keep on keeping on as long as people want me to do it.
We want you to do it, Avi. And the phone, I think something's ringing here, so I'm going to shut up.
A cinnamon was sitting by a shady tree, waiting for the breeze to roam by. She had everyone down on their hands and knees, searching for a piece of her tie. Now all the lonely people, they couldn't bear with seeing a frown, and she never noticed, yeah, sure, they could stop, but they'd miss the pain of bending down. Every day is the same as tomorrow, every tomorrow is yesterday's news. Let's cover always singing the same old song. I guess it's time for something new. Cinnamon worked in a movie studio. That's where she fell in love with Joe. How it happened, I don't know. He was a boom operator. A boom operator. They're making a sequel with the same plot as the first, only with different actors saying the lines. If there's anything I've learned, he says, is that only the weak survive. Cinnamon later that month, because he couldn't pick her out in the crowd. He couldn't find her latte in the sea of frappuccino, so we left her there to figure it out. Go on now, Joe, walk out the door, don't turn around now, cause you'll only cry. You got to pull out on that high road and get yourself to King Cole's and buy a box to Think Outside. Every day is the same as tomorrow, every tomorrow. It was Saturday in the car. Joe was kicking his dust to the wind. With the windows down, the unfiltered air will take him wherever he's never been. All he had was a tune in his head, but not knowing how to make it his. And as he drives into the sunset, every single station sings to him how ironic it is. Every day is the same as tomorrow. Days to
Yes, that's Avi Wisnia. That's right, folks. Avi is getting ready to depart. But just once again, I wanted to open it up to any listeners that tuned in recently. If you do want a CD or some care package of Avi was generous enough to give us some CDs and do his thing, so you can give us a call, 201-692-2012. That number again is 201-692-2012. And I can't think of following Avi up with anyone other than Robert Plant.